tell me about WaffleWorks. Where did this idea come from, and what is it all about?
Yeah, so WaffleWorks was something that was started by Clark and I last fall semester. We both are entrepreneurs. We both wanted to start a business. I think our original thought was, what does Rexburg need? What's something fun? What's something cool that the kids here at BYUI want? And just something that could bring some life into Rexburg.
Yeah, so literally, like, Garrett and I became roommates and met each other for the first time last spring semester. And Garrett was like, asked me, he's like, hey, what kind of student are you? Like, what are you studying? And I was like, business. And he's like, I'm business too. We kind of started business together. Like, literally the first day. And I was like, who is this guy? But we ended up talking about business ideas, and I talked about how we should do a food truck. And he was like, let's do it. So we went around to like different food trucks, analyzed them. Like, we talked about things we liked, things we didn't. And we're like, we should do a food truck. And so last spring semester, we actually entered into like an entrepreneurship society. They had this like competition, and we ended up winning some money from, we presented the idea of WaffleWorks, and we ended up winning some money. So kind of put that towards starting the business.
So why waffles though? Like you said, it was something that Rexburg didn't have, mm-hmm. but do you guys just have a fondness for waffles, or is that just some random idea you had?
Yeah. I mean, the first thing we kind of thought of was, where can we get good waffles in Rexburg? And we couldn't find really a place. So after coming up with waffles, we got a little bit more creative. We obviously are kind of known for our waffles on a stick, and they have fillings cooked inside of them. So it's pretty unique, something that we do. So
yeah, what kind of waffles do you have? You said the waffles on a stick. Are there different flavors and stuff like that that go inside it?
Yeah, we have basically, like, you pick like one of your bases, we call them, or just like the step one. So you pick either you want sticks, you know, the regular Belgian that you get, or bites. And so then we put, with the sticks, we put, like Garrett said, put the filling in the middle of them, or you can either just get the regular Belgian. We put toppings on top. We have a, you know, huge variety. Like, lots of people love Nutella, so anything with Nutella. Oreos, chocolate chip, yeah.
Oreo, cinnamon cream cheese, strawberries.
All huge variety. Kinds.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's good though. It's good.
So waffles are usually like a breakfast kind of food. Are you more a breakfast food truck or just anytime?
Right now we're open from 3 to 9:30, so it is an afternoon, kind of more of a dessert waffle. We also do the Belgian waffles, which could be eaten at any time during the day, but we are open in the later afternoon. So
yeah. So the thing about our waffles, they're called, in Belgium, they're called Liege waffles. So with an L, I don't even know. I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's just how it's spelled. But they're thicker, so it's like for dough. It's not like that batter type. So like batter type, you just down those things like crazy. I don't know. Like Garrett and I probably could eat like 10 between the two of us, like batter type. Whereas these is a dough, so it's thicker. So it's more like kind of like a meal, like later in the evening. Whereas, you know, breakfast, you want to have the lighter batter, so it's not as, you know, sit in your stomach. So, but it's a dessert for sure.
It's a lot more filling than a normal waffle.
Do you guys have like a personal favorite that you guys serve? What do you guys like from WaffleWorks?
That's a great question. Yeah. I think my favorite has to be the cinnamon cream cheese.
Amen.
Same with you?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a crazy mix of a cinnamon roll with a waffle with, I don't know, something, but it's really good. It's got its own unique taste to it.
So how long have you guys had the truck open?
Oh, we've, like I said, we kind of started the idea of the business back in spring semester, but we didn't actually purchase the trailer until September, right before, like literally a couple of days before semester started. And then we didn't actually get open because we were doing kind of working on the trailer to get it ready until probably, you know, late September, early October. And that's when we started doing events and things like that.
Yeah, so in fall of 2016, we opened. The winter was slower. We were only open during the weekend just because of the weather and circumstances. Now we are open every day of the week except for Sunday, Monday through Friday, or Saturday, excuse me. So we've been open every week. So.
And how has the business been going? Like, has it been profitable at all, or
Of course, yeah, it's definitely been picking up, especially since it's been warm out. Everyone's starting to come out of the hibernation stage, and it's definitely been picking up, as well as events. We have 4 to 5 events coming up in this month, so we're really looking forward to it.
What events?
We have some run coming up, the cancer run.
What was it? The Relay for Life run. We're going to be there at the Madison High or Madison Junior High School.
Yeah, we have a couple weddings as well, and there's a chiropractor doing something, and there's just seriously people just come to us all the time. They're like, hey, we want you there, and we're like, mm-hmm. Awesome.
We'll try our best. Tell me how that works. Like, they call you, they want you there, you just go set up and
we've had a lot of people come to us asking us, and which is great. That's exactly what we like. We like to do events for parties, catering, whatever it is, you know, social events, public events. We love to do anything. So
what's the hardest part about having a food truck here in Rexburg? There's a couple of them around. What would you say is the hardest part?
That's a good question. I think for us, one of the things is just kind of getting people like awareness of who we are, because we're still new, and we have a. It's kind of hard to see us, the location where we're at. You have to kind of go to find us in a way. But I think that's just one of the bigger ones, just awareness. People love it when they get there. Seriously, like yesterday, we're open and. This guy came up with his little son, and his son was just, like, dying to have one, you know? And so it's awesome to see when people actually have, like, try our waffles, they love them. It's just getting them there in a way, so.
So for people who don't know, where is it at, and how can you get there?
Mm-hmm. So we are located in front of Splatter's War Zone, which is kind of going out to Walmart. I believe it's 2nd Street, right? Mm-hmm. It's on 2nd Street. On the left-hand side, so kind of like what Clark was saying, there are a couple of factors that are difficult, which what he was saying, just because we are a brand new business. Other factors like the weather during the winter can be tough for really any business in Rexburg, as well as we're both students. We're both full-time students and full-time employees at the same time, and apart from our social life and other factors. So we work really hard to, you know, be open for our customers and really give them the best product that we can.
So do you guys have any employees, or is it just you two who run it all?
So we have a kind of independent contractors that we hire for events. But other than that, it's just us two. We just thought that since, you know, it's the very beginning, we can sacrifice some time. And you know, it just makes the business more profitable for us being there, just so that we can, you know, kind of watch it day by day. We eventually will get employees, obviously with our busy schedules and but right now, just to kind of maximize profits, we're decided to just kind of step in, and so we switch off every other day.
And my loving wife, of course, contributes and helps out a lot as well.
That's great. So is this just kind of a business for while you're in school, or do you hope after you graduate that maybe a couple of years down the line it'll still be going? What's kind of your plan there?
We definitely have been talking about it. One of our original plans is that we could expand real quick, and you know, once you start the food truck business, you're like, okay, we were kind of dreamers at that point, but we definitely want to grow, and we want to have a huge presence here in Rexburg, and hopefully have multiple trailers someday. And we definitely see ourselves, you know, spreading throughout Idaho and being kind of a big waffle presence, the number one waffle truck in Idaho. So,
because is waffle trucks a big thing anywhere else, or is
not here in Idaho?
Okay.
I mean, other states, there's different companies that have gotten great popularity through waffle trucks and just the food truck community in general, down in California and in other, you know, Arizona. It's growing dramatically over the last couple years. So just the whole food truck community itself has grown. So
where can people find out more information? Do you guys have like a website or a Facebook page?
Yeah, for right now we have a Facebook page and an Instagram page, and we are working on a website that will be ready hopefully by the next couple weeks, just so people can see our catering options and things like that. But we, for now we have kind of our hours, any other kind of information that you need to message us or email us, call us, it's all on our Facebook page.
So they just search Waffle Works?
Search Waffle Works.
Waffle Works Rexburg.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, that's everything that I had. Is there anything else you guys wanted to add about Waffle Works or anything else?
We're just really excited to be here. Glad to do an interview, and hopefully we can see you guys soon at the Waffle Truck.
Yeah. If you guys see us at events, anyone sees us at events, just come try us, because seriously, you won't know what you're missing out until you try it.
Perfect. Well, thanks for coming, guys.